sorry. That was unkind on my... Listen, Luigi, I'm lucky to be here, okay? But at the same time, I am now a fully pardoned citizen of some country. Not sure which one, but I have the right to be treated with a little dignity. I don't like being broke, and I don't like begging for money. I want the promise of 100 euros a week. I'll see what I can do. Thank you. The second complaint. I would like some money so I can buy some clothes. Right now my feet are freezing because it's snowing outside and I don't have proper footwear. I'd also like a heavier coat, perhaps a couple of sweaters. I'll get them. No, I want to buy them, Luigi. Get me the cash and I'll do my own shopping. It's not asking too much. I'll try. They backed away a few inches and each took a sip. The third complaint, Luigi said. It's Hermano. He's losing interest very fast. We spend 6 hours a day together, and he's getting bored with the whole thing. Luigi rolled his eyes in frustration. I can't just snap my fingers and find another language teacher, Marco. You teach me. I like you, Luigi. We have good times together. You know Hermano is dull. He's young and wants to be in school. But you would be a great teacher. I am not a teacher. Then please find someone else. Hermano doesn't want to do it. I'm afraid I'm not making much progress. Luigi looked away and watched two elderly gentlemen enter and shuffle by. I think he's leaving anyway, he said. Like you said, he really wants to go back to school. How long will my lessons last? Luigi shook his head as if he had no idea. That's not my decision. I have a fourth complaint. 5, 6, 7, let's hear them all. Then maybe we could go a week with no complaints. You've heard it before, Luigi. It's sort of my standing objection. Is that a lawyer thing? You've watched too much American television. I really want to be transferred to London. There are 10 million people there. They all speak English. I won't waste 10 hours a day trying to learn a language. Don't get me wrong, Luigi. I love Italian. The more I study, the more beautiful it becomes. But come on. If you're going to hide me, then stash me someplace where I can survive. I've already passed this along, Marco. I'm not making these decisions. I know, I know. Just keep the pressure on, please. Let's go. The snow was heavier as they left the cafe and resumed their walk under the covered sidewalk. Smartly dressed businessmen hustled by them on the way to work. The early shoppers were out, mainly housewives headed for the market. The street itself was busy as small cars and scooters dodged the city buses and tried to avoid the accumulating slush. How often does it snow here? Marco asked. A few times each winter. Not much. And we have these lovely porticos to keep us dry. Good call. Some date back 1,000 years. We have more than any other city in the world. Did you know that? No. I have very little to read, Luigi. If I had some money, then I could buy books, then I could read and learn such things. I'll have the money at lunch. And where is lunch? Ristorante Cesarina, Via San Stefano, 1 o'clock. How can I refuse? Luigi was sitting with a woman at a table near the front of the restaurant when Marco entered 5 minutes early. A serious conversation had just been interrupted. The woman stood reluctantly and offered a limp hand and a somber face as Luigi introduced her as Signora Francesca Ferro. She was attractive, in her mid-40s, perhaps a bit too old for Luigi, who tended to gawk at the university girls. She radiated an air of sophisticated irritation. Marco wanted to say, "Excuse me, but I was invited here for lunch." As they settled into their seats, Marco noticed what was left of 2 fully smoked cigarettes in the ashtray. Luigi's water glass was almost completely empty. The 2 had been sitting there for at least 20 minutes. In very deliberate Italian, Luigi said to Marco, "Signora Ferro is a language teacher and a local guide." Pause, to which Marco offered a weak, "See?" He glanced at the signora and smiled, to which she responded with a forced smile of her own. She appeared to be bored with him already. Luigi continued in Italian, "She is your new Italian teacher. Hermano will teach you in the mornings and Signora Ferro in the afternoons." Marco understood all of it. He managed a fake smile in her direction and said, "Va bene. That's good. Hermano wants to resume his studies at the university next week, Luigi said. I thought so, Marco said in English. Francesca fired up another cigarette and crunched her full red lips around it. She exhaled a huge cloud of smoke and said, So, how's your Italian? It was a rich, almost husky voice, one no doubt enriched by years of smoking. Her English was slow, very refined, and without an accent. Terrible, Marco said. He's doing fine, Luigi said. The waiter delivered a bottle of mineral water and handed over three menus. La Signora disappeared behind hers. Marco followed her lead. A long, silent spell followed as they contemplated food and ignored each other. When the menus finally came down, she said to Marco, I'd like to hear you order in Italian. No problem, he said. He had found some things he could pronounce without drawing laughter. The waiter appeared with his pen, and Marco said, Sì, allora, vorrei un'insalata di pomodori e una mezza porzione di lasagna. Yes, okay, I'd like a salad with tomatoes and a half portion of lasagna. Once again, he was very thankful for transatlantic goodies such as spaghetti, lasagna, ravioli, and pizza. Non c'è male, she said. Not bad. She and Luigi stopped smoking when the salads arrived. Eating gave them a break in the awkward conversation. No wine was ordered, though much was needed. His past, her present, and Luigi's shadowy occupation were all off limits, so they bobbed and weaved through the meal with light talk about the weather, almost all of it mercifully in English. When the espressos were finished, Luigi grabbed the check, and they hurried from the restaurant. In the process, and while Francesca wasn't looking, he slid an envelope to Marco and whispered, Here are some euros. Grazie. The snow was gone. The sun was up and bright. Luigi left them at the Piazza Maggiore and vanished as only he could do. They walked in silence for a while until she said, Che cosa vorrebbe vedere? What would you like to see? Marco had yet to step inside the main cathedral, the Basilica di San Petronio. They walked to its sweeping front steps and stopped. It's both beautiful and sad, she said in English, with the first hint of a British accent. It was conceived by the city council as a civic temple, not a cathedral, in direct opposition to the Pope in Rome. The original design was for it to be even larger than St. Peter's Cathedral, but along the way the plans fell short. Rome opposed it and diverted money elsewhere, some of which went to the founding of the university. When was it built? Marco asked. Say that in Italian, she instructed. I can't. Then listen. Quando è stata costruita? Repeat that for me. Marco repeated it four times before she was satisfied. I don't believe in books or tapes or such things, she said as they continued to gaze upward at the vast cathedral. I believe in conversation and more conversation. To learn to speak the language, then you have to speak it over and over and over, just like when you were a child. Where did you learn English? He asked. I can't answer that. I've been instructed to say nothing about my past, and yours too. For a split second, Marco came very close to turning around and walking away. He was sick of people who couldn't talk to him, who dodged his questions, who acted as if the whole world was filled with spies. He was sick of the games. He was a free man, he kept telling himself, completely able to come and go and make whatever decision he felt like. If he got sick of Luigi and Hermano and now Signora Ferro, then he could tell the whole bunch in Italian to choke on a panino. It was begun in 1390, and things went smoothly for the first 100 years or so, she said. The bottom third of the facade was a handsome pink marble. The upper two-thirds was an ugly brown brick that hadn't been layered with the marble. Then it fell on hard times. Obviously, the outside was never completed. It's not particularly pretty. No, but it's quite intriguing. Would you like to see the inside? What else was he supposed to do for the next 3 hours? Certamente, he said. They climbed the steps and stopped at the front door. She looked at a sign and said, Mi dica, tell me, what time does the church close? Marco frowned hard, rehearsed some words, and said, La chiesa chiude alle sei. The church closes at 6. Ripeta. He repeated it 3